This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The family of a Rwandan man who has been internationally celebrated for his efforts to save ethnic Tutsis from the 1994 genocide accused authorities Tuesday of kidnapping him one day after he was arrested on terrorism charges. Paul Rusesabagina, who was depicted in the film Hotel Rwanda, is accused of terrorism, arson, kidnapping, and murder perpetrated against unarmed, innocent Rwandan civilians on Rwandan territory. That according to a statement from the Rwanda Investigation Bureau. Rusesabagina was depicted in the film by Don Cheadle, who would go on to be nominated for an Academy Award for Best Actor.
It is the guest list, sir.
Are you trying to make a fool of me?
No. We stopped taking names after the president was murdered. This is the only guest list, sir.
There are no Europeans left. Get me the names of all the cockroaches in there. Now.
That will take time.
Rusesabagina, an ethnic Hutu, has received multiple human rights awards, including the U.S. Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2005 for sheltering hundreds of Tutsis at his hotel in 1994. The oil industry has asked the United States to pressure Kenya to change its world-leading stance against the plastic waste that litters Africa, according to environmentalists who fear the continent will be used as a dumping ground. The request from the American Chemistry Council, whose members include major oil companies, to the Office of the United States Trade Representative came as the U.S. and Kenya negotiate what would be the first bilateral trade deal with a country in sub-Saharan Africa. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is at this moment flying to the battleground state of Wisconsin. He's there to provide what he feels to be reassurance to Wisconsin citizens that his law and order philosophy is part of the solution and not part of the problem.
It's helping because I'm about law and order. And if you look at the black community, they want the police to help them stop crime. The Hispanic community, they want police. 82%, 84%, numbers that you haven't even seen. They don't want crime. They don't want to be mugged. They don't want to have any problems.
Some residents in Kenosha, Wisconsin, have indicated they fear a planned visit by President Trump days after unrest over a police shooting may stir more emotions. Mr. Trump is scheduled to visit there today, a week after authorities say a 17-year-old from northern Illinois shot and killed two protesters. Demonstrators are calling for a white police officer to face attempted murder charges in the shooting of 29-year-old Jacob Blake, a black man. President Trump said he would not be speaking with Mr. Blake's family. White House advisor Jared Kushner visited a UAE airbase Tuesday where the U.S. operates F-35 fighter jets coveted by Abu Dhabi, the thorniest issue in the Emirates' newly established ties with Israel. Mr. Kushner, President Donald Trump's son-in-law, is in Abu Dhabi as part of a U.S.-Israeli delegation that arrived on a historic direct flight from Tel Aviv on Monday to mark an accord struck last month to normalize relations between the Jewish state and the UAE. A United Nations report and an upcoming conference focuses on how the coronavirus pandemic has brought hard times for many farmers and imperiled food security for many millions. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The UN is brainstorming ways to help alleviate hunger and prevent the problems from worsening in the Asia-Pacific region, a challenge made doubly difficult by the loss of many millions of jobs due to the crisis. Experts forecast the number of undernourished people will increase by up to 132 million this year, while the number of acutely malnourished children will rise by 6.7 million worldwide due to the pandemic. The UN's Jong Jin Kim says we must come to terms with what is before us and recognize that the world and our region has changed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 849,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, while in less than a 24-hour period, the number of infections jumped by about 200,000 to more than 25.4 million. Four countries, the U.S., Brazil, India, and Russia, account for nearly 15 million of those cases. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.